Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see everybody on this holiday weekend. Hadn't it been a beautiful, absolutely God-blessed, beautiful holiday weekend? Probably the prettiest I can remember since we've moved here. We're particularly blessed, I think, also today to welcome Pastor Bill Fowler. I almost said Bill Flowers because somebody over there said Bill Flowers earlier. Bill Fowler and his wife, Virginia, and their family. We're so grateful and feel blessed that you're here. Thank you so much, Bill. You all can read from his resume that I've wasted most of my life based upon what he's done with his. So, and interestingly, I had a question for Virginia earlier about the part of his bio is that when he was going for, I guess, his second master's degree or maybe his first, he wrote a history of Roane County from 1860 to 1870. The reason he chose Roane County was because his pastor, his father, was newly appointed pastor of the Kingston United Methodist Church. And with the Kingston connection being close to the courthouse, so on and so forth, there was a wealth of information that he could gather. So that's what he chose to write his thesis on. And here we find him. Well, you've been in Roane County for some time. So we're very blessed to have you, Bill. Thank you. I also want to call your attention that the 50th anniversary of this church being moved here is coming up, going to be celebrated on Sunday, August the 10th. And we're gathering pictures, any information we can display. Keith would like to have it so we can put it up on the screen. That's August the 10th, or you can call Wanda at the church office if you've got any pictures, photographs, memorabilia from days gone by. Don't forget, Kids Cafe meets on second Monday of each month at Rockwood Housing. It's a great experience. For those of you who have not done it, please see Becca. I guess, or Una, are you helping Becca with that? Yes, Becca or Una, if you wish to volunteer for that. AA, of course, meets every Monday, 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. And as you can see, Keith got a notice in there about November 9th, we're going to honor our veterans. So anybody else got any? Oh, Allison just reminded me that Babahatchee Band in Harriman is having their first outdoor concert tonight, 7 o'clock. At the park in Harriman. That's the Babahatchee Band. They're great. I've heard them. So if you're looking for a good thing to do on a Sunday evening, that's a great place to be.
Free ice cream at intermission.
There you go. You get entertainment and free ice cream. Doesn't get any better than that. Kathy?
I'm wanting to announce and invite everybody present and invite all of our other church members that aren't here that next Sunday, immediately after our worship service, we will have a dinner, a luncheon, to welcome Virginia and our Reverend Bill Fowler, our new minister. So everybody plan to come. It's just a covered dish luncheon.
We eat good here. Coming and going, we eat good. So next Sunday, immediately following worship service in the fellowship hall, we'll have covered dish. And if you missed that, you missed a great opportunity for a good meal. Anybody else got anything? Carson's got her hand up. I'll bet you it has something to do with volunteering. Anybody else got anything they need to announce? How about guests or visitors to recognize? Who's the Mennonite that's sitting next to you? Hey, Amanda. Hey, Bill. Everly, beautiful name. We're glad you're here. Everybody get up and say hello to them when you get the opportunity. Virginia, do you want to introduce? You can? That would be great. Retired teacher, you ought to be able to.
These are our dear friends, Trish and Dad and Kathy.
We're very glad you're here. Very glad you're here. You're welcome here anytime, even if these two don't make it. You all can come on back. Anybody else got anything? All right, get up and say hello to these folks.
Hello, folks. Is Jenna gonna like the?
Yeah, she's out there. Okay. She's out there. First of all, I've seen him since.
Like, looks like you lovely people are gonna get slighted.
Together, shall we pray? Oh Lord, we know very well we are blessed to live in this great country, the United States of America. We are also most blessed because we have Jesus, your Son, as our Lord and Master. So please send forth your Holy Spirit that we may worship this hour in spirit and in truth and praise your most holy name. In the name of Christ, amen. Amen. The hymn is number 698, God of the Ages.
Please stand.
Let us affirm our faith together by repeating together the ancient creed known as the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Hear now this invitation to the Lord's table. And let me just mention from the onset that in the United Methodist Church, we look at the Lord's table as just that. It is the Lord's table. It is not a Methodist table. and everyone is welcome regardless of their denomination and their creed. So hear now the invitation to the Lord's table. Christ our Lord invites us to his table, all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and who seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. This time I'd like the boys and girls to come forward. I have something I should like to talk with you about. Would you come? Come on up, Everly. Have a seat. I am delighted to see you all. Come on, Everly, I've got you a seat right here. Good. First of all, I want to tell you my name is Reverend Bill, and I'm delighted to be here with you, and I'm going to be with you for a good while. So we will have a good time having our children's time together here. Now, I brought this napkin here, and it's got something on it. What is all of this stuff here? What is that?
The Tennessee flag.
Not the Tennessee flag. You're close, though.
Stars.
There's stars there, and the Tennessee flag is red, white, and blue. So's this one. It's red, white, and blue. Do you see? Anybody know what flag that is? Yes, this is the American flag. But it's really something else. It's called a symbol. Can you say that word? A symbol. Not the thing that goes clang in an orchestra. That's a symbol. Sounds the same, doesn't it? This is a symbol. It's something that stands for something else. Now, a symbol of a flag, even though it's on a napkin, I sure do wipe well, too. That's what we had for our picnic for the 4th of July, or these things right here. But this flag stands for
Tennessee.
Good job, but there are 49 other states, too. Tennessee is that one. Let's make Tennessee that star right there, okay? But we got other stars. Other stars are other states. Do you know? Okay. So this stands for America, the United States of America. This is our flag. This is our emblem. This is our symbol. But you know what else? We are part of another country, too. We are part of a kingdom of God. And do you see that cross right up there? See there? Just behind the flowers? Can you see it? That is a symbol too. And it stands for the love of Jesus who died so we could live forever. Isn't that neat? That's what that cross is all about. So we'll be talking about the flag as a symbol and the cross as a symbol. And we are citizens of Tennessee and the United States of America, but we also are members of the kingdom of God. And that's our symbol, the cross of Jesus. Now, let's have us a prayer, shall we? Dear God, thank you
for today. Thank you for our symbols of the flag and of the cross. Thank you for all other blessings, and for these young people, we are most grateful as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, thank you all so much for coming. You may go back to your seat. Now is our time for sharing of prayers and concerns and celebrations. And I really don't hear very well, so that's why I've come down here. So hopefully I can pick you all up. Of course, this is our 50th year to be married, Virginia's and mine, just as it's your 50th year to be here. And for 50 years, she's told me I haven't heard well. So it kind of comes and goes, if you know what I mean. We fellows have that kind of hearing. Now, what concerns have we?
My friend Johnny Joe, I haven't heard anything about him, but I'd like to pray for him.
Donnie Joe. We sure will. What other concerns? Wilma and Hubert
Helton.
Now, okay, thank you. Now, there sits Mary Jo Hood. She's listed as being in the hospital, but she's not. She's sitting right back there. We are delighted to see you. Others that we need to remember. Yes, ma'am. Parker, what's the first name?
Parker.
Your friend Parker, okay.
Son.
Your son, thank you. I told you I couldn't hear. Others that we need to remember? I'd like to do this each Sunday so we can keep up with each other. And I also hope that you will make notes on your bulletin that you add these names to your prayer list, even as I am adding them to mine. Prayer is very, very important. It's powerful. And really and truly, it's the only thing Jesus specifically said to do and repeated it many times. He said, pray. So we members of the church need to get down to business and stay down to business and pray earnestly. Okay.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Service personnel. Does this church have very many service personnel in the services now? Okay. Yes, the veterans as well. Easy to forget them. Just ask the Veterans Administration. They forgot a bunch of them, yes. Joanne Fuller. Okay. Okay. Still others? Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Shall we pray together? Our Heavenly Father, all praise and thanksgiving be unto you for all the bounteous blessings that you give us. You are so generous, so much so that there's a wonderful hymn called Showers of Blessings.
Let us remember that next time it rains and we scurry to get out of getting wet, that particular illustration of showers is what you give to us. We're grateful for life itself, for the joy of living, for the privilege of loving. We're grateful for the food we eat. We give you thanks for opportunities that are unbounded in this country, especially when compared with other nationalities and other people throughout the world. This holiday weekend, we want to say thank you for our founding fathers who 238 years ago declared their independence, our independence, from a nation that was heavy-handed and simply was using the American colonists for taxation purposes. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the freedoms that we enjoy because of the Declaration of Independence. Continue to help us sustain our independence through protection, through creative leadership, through commitment of all of us to be better citizens and to enjoy our salvation through a full life in this church. Now, O Lord, we confess that from time to time we have strayed away. We've not done what we should have done. And the things we should have done, we haven't. Move us from where we are. Help us to be better citizens, not just of the country, but also of your realm, the kingdom of God. Help us take a day at a time and work at life itself, because that's all we're given, just a day at a time. We have mentioned prayer concerns. Your special blessings we invoke upon Donnie Joe, the Heltons, son Parker. We ask your special blessings upon the Fuller family, Joanne as well, the service personnel. The sun never goes down on the American flag because throughout the globe we have our service personnel stationed, protecting human rights as also the general interests of the United States. But even though they are in distant lands, stationed at different sites, they are our people, and we ask your special blessings upon them. Oh Lord, we also remember our veterans, those who have borne the battle and have been able to come home. Continue to bless them and us and all of us. And let us remember that freedom is not free. It comes with a price. So whether we wear the uniform or whether we enjoy the freedoms, let us commit ourselves anew to being better citizens. And Lord, the same certainly goes for this, your church. Let us recommit ourselves to be better persons who are members of your realm. May this church thrive in every way. These things we pray in the name of the Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Let us continue our worship with the giving and receiving of our tithes and offerings. It is with grateful hearts, O Lord, that we return to you our offerings and your tithes. Use this money to further the work of this church and this congregation here in Rockwood, as well as throughout the world and the world's mission. Amen. Our hymn is America the Beautiful at 696. We'll remain standing as we sing all of the verses.
All beautiful for spacious beautiful for patriot's dreams that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God in thy every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty.
The gospel lesson for today is found in the Gospel of John from chapter number 8, beginning with verse number 21 and then reading through verse 32. So let us hear the word of the Lord. Again, he said to them, "I am going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." Then the Jews said, "Is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" He said to them, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he." They said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as my Father has instructed me. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him." As he was saying these things, many believed in him. And then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Amen. And here ends this reading, the gospel lesson. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, may your word for our day and the times in which we live be heard among these words and our reflections. Amen. Well, Friday was the 4th of July. It was Independence Day, 238 years ago. On the 4th of July, the American colonists said, "We've had enough," and we threw out our last king, King George III. But that was only the beginning. There was a lot of work that had to be done before this nation could really be started as a nation. Some 11 years later, in 1787, the Constitutional Convention was called in Philadelphia. The hall where they meet is still standing. You can go there, and perhaps many of you have already been. I haven't myself, but I would love to go there. So they met, and they met, and they met. It was hot. Oh, my goodness. They pulled down the shades, but that seemed to be like a cooker. And they would meet, and they would discuss. And James Madison was, you might say, the father of the Constitution, and Thomas Jefferson, the inspirational director, but George Washington presided over it. We can drop the names of our founding fathers. They were there at the Constitutional Convention.
as they were dismissing, they had succeeded in making a constitution. Someone asked, Dr. Franklin, Ben Franklin, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic? Benjamin Franklin said, we have a republic if you can keep it. Someone else discussed the matter with George Washington. Washington said, I doubt if it will last but about 20 years. Now, these are our founding fathers. On the first place, they were very idealistic. They put together a document that still stands with only 27 additions or changes. Genius was in the operation at that time. Genius. The Lord's hand was there, setting up perfect checks and balances of an instrument which is the envy of the world. So here we are, 2014, July the 6th today, but Friday was quite important as an anniversary. How did we celebrate it? I heard lots of fireworks. Our poor cat was so traumatized that the first chance she came to get through the door, she shot through and hid under the farthest bed she could find. Virginia tried to drag her out, but to no avail. She spent the night at the foot of our bed. First thing in the morning, like 4:30, however, she wanted back out. The explosions had quieted down. Did you picnic? We did, and I worked hard not to eat too much. Being the diabetic that I am, I really have to watch it carefully, which I don't always do. What about a boat race? Did we have them around here? Or a ball game? Did we happen to see? That's what we do to celebrate. But do we really study the document that was produced 11 years after the Declaration of Independence? Do we really know what it means to be an American, a good citizen? Most of us haven't the foggiest notion. That's something we can work on. That's quite a challenge. Because true freedom does not consist of looking backwards and find out what they did. True freedom looks forward to see what I can do to keep what we have. You know what I'm saying? So if we're living in the past, that's where we'll stay. But if we take what we are given and look to the future, how can I conserve it? How can I expand it? How can I enhance it? How can I enrich it? That's our job as long as we are here. I have beautiful pictures about America and symbols of America, all of them. But it wasn't free. It wasn't free. What prices are you and I paying? When you mention freedom, then immediately for us who follow Jesus, we jump to that passage, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what I chose today as our text. The truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you look at a word study of truth, scripturally understood, not by Webster's Dictionary or even the Oxford English Dictionary. Truth is not defined there as a Greek philosophical understanding. So that if I were to say to you, this is the symbol of our flag, but it's also a napkin, you would say he is telling the truth. That's the truth, because that correlates with the reality that I'm holding up. That is a Greek understanding of truth. Now, the New Testament was written in Greek, so when Jesus uses the word truth, his Greek word is aletheia. A-L-E-T-H-I-A, aletheia. Now, in the Greek, when you see an A in front of a word, it means without. It negates the meaning of the word. Like atheist means a person that doesn't believe in God. Or an agnostic a person who doubts God, or doubts, period. Or amoral. A means without morals. So aletheia means, and aletheia, the aletheia of that word means hidden or closed up. So aletheia means without secrets, without hiding. So Jesus is using truth, the truth, not hidden, not hiding, not hidden, not secret. The truth will set you free. What truth? That this is a napkin? That's correlation. That's Greek. Always remember that Jesus, even though he's using Greek, was a Hebrew. We've got to take this word study one step backwards. We've got to see what the Hebrews meant. Because his God was not the God of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates before Plato. His God was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So what does Jesus mean by truth being not hidden? He means that God is faithful. He won't let us go. God is open in being faithful. He's not closed. It's the truth. He is faithful. And then when one reads out of the Psalms, a perfect example of what God is like as the truth. Psalm 104, verses 29 and 30. You mean God. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Notice, truth for the Old Testament, for God's understanding in the Old Testament, for Jesus' understanding of his Father, it was dynamic and is dynamic. It is not something that you wipe your mouth on and throw it away. That is correlation. Truth is spirit. God is spirit. God creates when there is destruction, when there is demoralization, when there is decay. That essentially, according to the psalmist, means that God has withdrawn his face, no longer smiling. It means he has withdrawn his breath, no longer thriving. But just as when things can be deteriorating, God once again can turn and smile on the situation and breathe again, and it is renewed. Life once again comes back. That is the truth. That is what Jesus means. If you repent, turn from your sin, and follow me in my word, that truth will set you free. It will set you free from thinking backwards, from grinding things around, things used to be. It's true for the country, it's true for the gospel, it's true for you, and it's true for me. How much time do we waste stewing around on things that happened? We have no ability to change the past. The issue is, what are we going to do about tomorrow? What are we going to do about tomorrow? One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for this church. And one thing I want you to do is to pray for me, your pastor. Now, I have a habit of being around a long time. That's right. We spent 14 years at Church Street in Knoxville and 12 years at First Methodist in Bristol. That's over half my career in only two places. I'm not running for office. I wouldn't be a bishop if you were to give it to me on a platter. It's all pomp and circumstance with very little power. I'd much rather preach the word to you, dear people, to see if God's smile will come our way, to see if God's spirit will breathe again, to lift us up. And we can do this as long as we focus on that cross. Lift high the cross. And that is the cross of sacrifice. Sacrifice the memories that we don't have a chance to bring back because it's in the past. Be thankful for where we are, both as citizens of the United States of America and as citizens of the kingdom of God. We can go forth through the medium of prayer. That's what we're supposed to do. So will you join me as we continue praying? First, for the country. Let's be creative about the country's issues. They had problems 238 years ago. Big problems. We got problems now. But if we grind around and whine about the problems, we're blocking the creative spirit of God. Let's be change agents for this dear country. It's a tremendous place. But let's also look at the spiritual realm. Let's be change agents here in Rockwood. This church has a grand and glorious past. It was built the same time my father was administering the building of Kingston Methodist Church. These two churches came up at the same time out of the ground, so to speak. I know. My daddy wanted me to get a job building that church, and I'd rather be the lifeguard at Roane County Park than crawl up on a roof and start beating hammers and nails, you know. So I didn't take part in the building of Kingston, but my father was here, and John Weichel was here, I do believe. So let's remember that's in the past. And look at what they did, and let's see if we can keep it going. And the answer is yes, we can. But our heart and our mind must be for the truth. The truth that's creative. The truth that's ever expanding, the truth that's moving in front of us, leading us into God's future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant, by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, We offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. With those who will be assisting, would you come at this time?